Most of the Iowa candidates paid at least a visit to New Hampshire today, including the runner-up John Edwards. NPR's national correspondent Linda Wertheimer was there in Manchester at the gathering of Edwards fans, new and newer.
This brand new day for Democrats in New Hampshire was sunny and bright, that misleading kind of sunshine that momentarily makes you think it might be warm. It's not for most of us, but for North Carolina's John Edwards, a strong second-place finish in Iowa has lent such a warm feeling, his day is practically balmy. A mass of reporters and some voters taking a post-Iowa look gathered at the Carpenter Memorial Library in Manchester this afternoon to hear from the triumphant Mr. Two. Lucy Barrett and Mary Tozzi are assessing candidates. They were not convinced, at least not yet.
I liked a lot of the things he said, at least as far as I'm concerned, anybody who is better than Bush. Amen.
Tom Fuller maintains golf courses. He likes Edwards' positive message and especially likes that this senator pulled himself up by his bootstraps. Fuller says Iowa didn't persuade him. He's been a believer for about a week.
I saw him at a local meeting house here at and the numbers at that time were like 8%. So after last night's Iowa second-place finish, I was really, really pleased with that.
Another voter checking out Edwards now that he's a contender was Jamie Meehan, but the candidate's famously positive presentation didn't work so well for her. She left liking the gritty approach of Dean and Clark.
I think he's has a lot of energy and vitality, but I thought his message was a little more superficial or kind of glazed over the issues versus the other candidates I've seen were a little stronger in their stances. A bit more intellectual, I guess you could say.
New Hampshire, making up its mind. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Manchester.